Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship advice mixed with Am I the Arsehole as well. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. As I always say, it hugely helps out. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account. It's titled, Am I the Arsehole for not giving my mother my brother's number? And it does come with an update. My 16 female mother has cancer. She's getting treatment, but I don't think it's working well. It's hard and we've all been a mess. But yeah, my mum has a son from a previous marriage, Brady, 27 male. My mum didn't treat him well and he cut contact with her when he turned 18. I'm pretty sure he calls his stepmother mum. I don't blame him and can respect and accept the fact that while my mum was a great mother to me, she was a terrible one to him. We talk occasionally, but it's usually just him sending me pics of his wife and kids and me sending him pics of my cat and I, lol. He has zero contact with my parents. I don't know if it's the cancer or the inevitable, but my mum has been asking about Brady a lot. I tell her things like he's fine, etc., you know, a general idea, but I don't go into detail to respect his privacy. But then, my mum started asking me to make him visit at least once. So I text Brady and asked if he wanted to visit, and he said no. It would be too hard, and he just changed the topic. I didn't ask him to explain. I told my mother, and she started crying. She begged me to give her his number, and that she just wanted to see her first baby one last time. She wanted a chance to apologise and tell him that she loved him. I was really tempted, not gonna lie, but I just couldn't. I love my brother and he's always been kind to me, and the least I can do is respect his wishes. It hurt to see my mother cry while she's already in such a weak state, but I refused to give her his number. She just cried harder and asked me why I was torturing her as well, basically implying that I'm in the wrong for preventing her from seeing her son. My dad is upset with me as well and said that he can't believe I'm choosing a spoiled bastard over my sick mother. I don't think I'm the asshole, but I do feel horrible. My mum is incredibly unwell, and it's true that she can't really do anything. It's the only thing she's asking for these days, but I just can't. Does that make me the arsehole? Now, in this situation, absolutely not the arsehole to me, and I can't believe what Dad said in this situation. Call him a spoiled bastard. And yeah, I can't blame Brady for getting out of this shit if that's the kind of attitude these people have. And I think if you was to give the number to your mother, you'd be betraying your brother's trust and you may potentially damage your relationship, which you don't want to do. You know, Brady went no contact for a reason and you've asked once and he said no. And that was it, really. You really can't give that number over. It will be betraying his trust and I think it would definitely damage that relationship. I mean, you could go the opposite way around, give like Brady her number, and then it'd be up to him to make the choice if he wants to, and then you can relay that to your mother. But I think it's absolutely awful that she's also putting you in the middle and making you feel guilty about it. But to brief horror says not the arsehole, especially after what your father said. Your brother is a person just like your mum, and just because your mum is upset now doesn't excuse her behaviour towards your brother. You might end up having to go stay with your brother if your dad decides to continue being angry with you after your mum passes. A deleted user says, not the arsehole, you may want to consider adding a password to your phone, if you don't already have one, and changing your brother's contact name in your phone, in case your mother decides to go snooping for his number. Pingu the Greek says, not the arsehole, she's had years and years if your brother's a dad. Now it's making her realise what she's done. As much as the general advice is usually stay out of it, part of me feels that you might suggest she writes down how she feels and then you just tell your brother that you have this, and that it's then left to him if he reads it or not. But she's given a chance to make her peace, but if he then chooses not to read it or respond, your conscience would be clear. You absolutely poor thing, being in the middle of this. Who is looking after you, my dear? And Opie replies then, the letter might be a good idea, and it's sweet of you for asking about me. I'm fine, I don't think the situation really sunk in for anyone yet, so I don't blame my parents for being preoccupied. My brother sends me money every 2 weeks, plus I also have my cat. Thanks again. Global Snowcone says, I would give your brother her number. Tell her you did it and let him make the call if he wishes. You've done your part, no guilt on you. Then it really comes down to his decision, which it always has been. Sad for your mum, but sounds like your brother will not regret it when she's gone. Loxy says, not the arsehole, your dad said that. Spoiled bastard. No wonder he doesn't want to talk to them. It's his choice, all you can do is advocate for your mother, but it would be a huge breach of trust if you give up his contact info after he expressly declined. Unstable Chicken Shit says, bloody names, not the arsehole, your brother went no contact for a reason. He doesn't want to see her or talk to her. You shouldn't give someone's number to someone else without their consent, and you definitely shouldn't give it to someone they have no interest in contacting. And now, with that information, let's go to the update to find out what happened next. So the update says, hi guys, so it's been really hard these past few days. My mum was just getting worse and my dad wasn't coming home until like 3 a.m. I couldn't even spend time with my mother because every time I saw her, all she did was ask me for my brother. Whenever I said no, she'd start crying and my dad would get mad at me. I tried so hard to not let this affect me. I read everyone's comments when it got too hard. I was scared of asking my brother for help as well and stopped messaging him just in case. I didn't go to school for an entire week. My parents didn't care and I slept more than I ever had. I ignored everyone but my cat and I won't lie, sometimes I want to do it again. This went on for a few days, but then my brother showed up. I haven't seen him in person in weeks and the house is filled with bad memories for him, so it was a surprise. No one was home except me, so I let him in and the first thing he did was hug me. I won't lie, I cried like a fucking baby and told him everything. I didn't want to burden him with my problems and I felt horrible for dumping everything onto him, but he told me that it's okay and that's what big brothers are for. He also told me that he had spoken to my mum and dad before coming to see me. He decided to give them a call after I stopped replying to his texts and phone calls. I don't know what they talked about and I'm fine not knowing, but apparently they agreed that it would be best if I stayed with my brother for a while. Until my mother gets better or, you know, whatever comes first. Overall, I'm glad that I posted here. I don't know what I'd do if my brother decided he wanted to cut me out of his life. I was very close to giving my parents his number. I don't think I would have, but again, the thought was definitely there and posting on here got rid of that thought. My brother told me that he's thankful, but I should have let him know that they were forcing me. He said that I come before how he feels, which just made me cry some more. Thanks for being nice about everything. God, brother, you almost set me off as well. And what an amazing big brother in this story, but I still look at, you know, this girl was 16 years old, been put in the middle of this mess, not by the brother obviously, but the mother and the father putting her in this so badly that she went into depression and was at home for a week. And the parents didn't seem to give a shit about it. Been through a hell of a lot and whatever she's going through now, I wish her the very best and I hope her relationship with her brother grows stronger and they stay together for a very, very long time. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Hair Throwaway, who says, got into a verbal argument with my 30 female sister-in-law, 38 female. Went to bed, woke up to her cutting my hair. What a title. She had been my sister-in-law for a year and we have never gotten along. She has always been rude and condescending to me. My husband wanted to visit his sister the day, Monday, and I reluctantly agreed. I tried my best to be civil, but she kept picking fights. She eventually started a verbal disagreement about how my husband could have done better than me, etc. I tried to keep my cool and ignore her, but she eventually started screaming, and my husband had to tell her to calm down and intervene. I ended up going to bed, their guest room, and my husband and her husband stayed downstairs watching TV while sister-in-law did the dishes. I dozed off and was awoken a while later by someone touching my hair. I sleepily thought it was my husband and rolled around and saw sister-in-law snipping my hair with scissors. I immediately pushed her away and she ran out of the room. I went downstairs and informed my husband and his brother and showed them the cut strand. They both said that sister-in-law is immature and not let her get on your nerves. I do not understand how they can be so passive and not think this is a big deal. Am I overreacting? This is not normal behavior for someone who is nearly 40, and I am so angry that she cut my hair while I was sleeping. I told my husband that I no longer want to visit her, and he told me that I was acting like a drama queen and sinking to her level. What do I do?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Fucking run. Run as fast as you can. This story gave me a vivid image. Imagine lying in bed, you're sort of looking out the window, and then you feel someone touching your hair, you roll over, and there's your fucking sister-in-law lying next to you, face sleeping you with scissors, snipping away. That's some horror movie shit. And it's just clearly not normal behavior. And I wonder if there is, and obviously I'm not trying to diagnose or anything like that, but the level of this behavior, I wonder if there is something mental going on here. And then for your husband to just, you know, say, oh no, this is just normal and you're the one who's being crazy in it, enabling the behavior of sister-in-law is absolutely wild. I'm not sure what we're going to see in this update. The fact that the sister-in-law is holding this anger towards you, she's downstairs washing the dishes, you were upstairs having a sleep, but she was still down there plotting and thinking, I'm going to sneak upstairs and I'm going to start cutting her hair while she's asleep. That'll show her. And just think that she, you know, you can get away with it. That's just not normal behavior, is it? Oh my word. Goat is my co-pilot says, your sister-in-law needs professional mental help and your brother and husband are complete morons for enabling her behavior by telling you not to let her get on your nerves. Your husband is spineless and unsupportive and a total asshole for calling you the drama queen. Half a dozen cats says, what the ever-loving fuck? And quotes, am I overreacting? And says, no. And quotes again, saying, I told my husband that I no longer want to visit her. And he told me that I was acting like a drama queen and sinking to her level. Then says, he's an idiot. What the hell kind of passive doormat lets a person get away with disrespecting their wife like that? I can't even imagine the shades of red I would see if my sister did that to my wife. All the rage. Forget the wife thing, but just basic personhood. What's next? Is she going to sneak X-lax in your food and you just need to get over it? I'd be in a fucking hotel by now. Haraib says time to screen cap all these comments, print them out and shove them at him because he's so used to her demented behavior that he can no longer tell when she's being completely insane. If you do that, let me just take the time to say, Mr. Husband, this is not normal. This is not healthy. This is not something people do. And if you can't see that, then your wife has every reason to disengage herself from both your sister and you, because this is unhealthy and dangerous. And if you have or want to have children, what sort of message does this send that nearly 40-year-old auntie is normal and reasonable for going after another woman with scissors while she slept? Pinoceros says your husband is out of his fucking mind if he thinks that you're the one being a drama queen. What she did is technically assault and battery. Does it rise to the level of a reportable offense? Probably not, but it's pretty solid indicator that she's not afraid to physically escalate a dispute. And Purple Purple says your husband and her husband are clearly enabling her, if not completely ignoring a serious mental health issue. She has the power in those relationships. They won't confront her about her behavioral issues. They instead tell the victim to not let it get on their nerves. I know hair can be a materialistic thing, but I would just not feel that safe around this woman. What limits does her hysteria and lack of responsibility know? Cutting your hair, to me, is disconcerting. It is a personal attack. It is a form of violence. It's serious shit. I no longer want to visit her, and he told me I was acting like a drama queen, then says, fucking really. This might be a sign of just how much he does not want to confront the issue. Your concern for your personal safety is not being a fucking drama queen. It's being a mindful goddamn adult about the situation you find yourself in. You are being completely reasonable. If she's not going to do anything about her behavior, and the two men who have some of the most potential to get her attention about it are resigned to do nothing, then it makes sense to remove yourself from it at all. They won't defend you, and your husband even invalidates you. You're the only person looking out for you, and I wouldn't back down. I'd rather go through a divorce than be married to someone who's well committed to enabling this much deficient mental health and behavior. So now let's move on to that update to find out what happened next. First and foremost, I wanted to thank everyone who provided me with sound advice. I realized that my husband and his brother-in-law were underplaying my sister-in-law's behavior. Cutting someone's hair while they sleep may be understandable if you are a toddler who does not understand, but from a 38-year-old woman. Anyway, I spoke to my husband and told him that I was deeply hurt, that he did not defend me and instead defended his sister. To me, it was not getting hair cut off, but it was the intention behind her action, being spiteful. I let him know that I refused to ever see her again. He started calling me dramatic and saying things like, "Lucy has always been this way since she was a kid. She's just like that. Don't let it get to you." I was floored with his response and told him that he is continuing to defend her by saying that. He then got angry and said that I don't understand where he is coming from and that I have an outsider's point of view. I felt very hurt and disgusted by what I was hearing. To him, it was just hair and it will grow back. But to me, it was sister-in-law attacked me with scissors while I was sleeping. I told him I needed some time to process things as I cannot be married to someone who does not have my back. I took a few days to reflect on my last year of marriage, and there were many instances where my husband has thrown me under the bus when dealing with his family. He always supports his family and makes me out to be the criminal, the over-dramatic one. At this current moment in time, we have separated. My husband does not understand and said to me the other day, "Now you're acting like Lucy," which I was astounded by. I'm very certain that I will be filing for divorce. From what we've seen in this update, they're never going to be respected by their partner because it's almost like the excuse we see time and time again. But family, that sort of shit, you know? But now, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from RoutineHat4545, who says, "Am I the asshole for snapping at my coworker and bringing up the state of her marriage? I, 28 female, have been in this job for 5 years. I've also been married to my husband, 30 male, for the same duration. Except for the year we were working from home. My husband, who is a florist, has been sending me small bouquets of flowers every Monday. Think 3 roses, a small bunch of baby breath, just small arrangements. I have a small vase on my desk where I put them. This year, a new woman joined our workplace. The first Monday she was here, when I received my bouquet, she asked if it was a special day. Another co-worker said that it was a weekly gift from my husband. She made a face and changed the subject. But she started making comments every single Monday when the receptionist brings my gift in. Small things like, "Well, we can't all afford to waste our money on stuff like that," or, "Don't you think that's a bit tacky?" I never reacted to her jabs. I'm a pro at selective hearing. This last Monday, she went over the line, in my opinion. She said, "I think your hubby is overcompensating. Are you sure he doesn't have a mistress?" I was pissed, and I said, "Well, some of us love our spouses and like to show it. Not all of us are staying in a toxic relationship for the sake of keeping appearances." Which was a low blow, since I knew that she was having trouble with her husband. She started sobbing and left work early. And while every single person in the office says that I was in the right, that I was more patient than they would have been in my situation, I can't help but feel like I went too far. So, am I the arsehole? Now, she was clearly jealous of the situation that you've got a good relationship and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, she didn't have to speak up, but she made that comment. And, you know, and if you're going to throw stones in glass houses, this is what happens. And I can't blame you for talking back the way you did. Most of the time, I'm always like, you know, talking it out is always the best way forward. But I think sometimes people just need that little jab back to ground them a bit, you know, and I think that's what happened in this case. So fair play to UOP, not the arsehole from me, but Oceanside says not the arsehole. She sounded jealous, then just mean. She got what she deserves. Anon says not the arsehole. It sounds like you rose to the occasion, putting her in her place. She has no reason to stir the pot unless she's nosy. You need to say, listen, bud. Stop stalking me and leave me alone. That puns. Ridu says, not the arsehole. She bullied you, then acted as the victim as soon as you defended yourself. You don't owe her anything. Maybe she'll learn to think before she speaks next time. Eternal says, what's it to her if your husband sends you flowers every Monday? Literally none of her business. You keep on receiving those flowers, girl. Not the arsehole. And one more from Marie Goose, who says, everyone sucks here. This would have been the right response anywhere other than work, but it was at work, so you should have addressed her comments professionally, i.e. that comment is inappropriate. That being said, glad she got her petty butt handed to her. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. Workplace disputes, man. I do love a bit of drama at work. What do you guys make of this situation? Have you ever had your own workplace drama like this? How did you deal with it? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, as always. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories, your love, support, and time. The absolute amount of pet tax we've received recently and what you've been up to whilst you're listening over on Twitter at Mark Narrations. Come get involved. I'm absolutely loving it. You make my day by sharing it. Thank you so, so much. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, you just don't. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.